当你在问基督徒死后的事情的时候，这其实是合乎情理的。
He was not prepared for Jack's response.
但是对于没有相信的基督徒来说，这个执事并没有意料到他所得到的回应。
The story goes, Jack stood up angry.
Jack 立马就站起来，变得非常的愤怒。
He said, "You blank 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 Christians."
你们这些不啦不啦不啦基督徒。
That's 12 curse words right here.
12个咒诅的词。
He was very angry.
他非常的愤怒。
He said, "All you Christians ever think about is what's going to happen to me after I die."
你们这些基督徒所关心的就是我死后会怎么办。
He says, "If your God is so great, why doesn't He do something about the real problems of life?"
如果你们的神是那么好的神的时候，为什么他不做一件事情来帮助我解决我活着时候的问题？
He says, "Why doesn't God cure cancer?"
为什么神不能治疗癌症？
He went on to tell the deacon that he was leaving his wife penniless with no money.
他就告诉那个执事说，他没有留给他妻子一分钱。
And he was leaving his daughter without money for college.
所以他的女儿也没有钱去上大学。
This is a familiar story today, right?
这是非常熟悉的一些故事。
And then he ordered the Christians to get out.
所以他让那些基督徒滚出去。
Now, how would you respond to that?
我们会怎么回应这件事情呢？
Would you be willing to go back?
你们会走回去吗？
Jack was.
这个 deacon 他们就走了回去。
Or the deacon was, I'm sorry.
这些执事就走了回去。
So the story goes, later my deacon insisted we go back.
这个执事就和他一起说，我们还得回去。
Now this guy didn't want to go back.
这个牧师呢不想回去。
I had someone recently I talked to over the phone who responded to me the same way when I tried to share Christ with them because they were sick.
Craig 最近给一个人打电话，因为那个人生病了，所以 Craig 想跟他去分享福音，他受到的是同样的这个结果。
They were so angry at me, I was sorry I called.
他们对这个 Craig 非常的愤怒，所以 Craig 觉得不应该去打这个电话。
But then I realized God is at work in this, and I just prayed for them, and I will continue to pray for them.
Craig 呢，但是想这确确实实是神让他做这件事情，所以他也就静下心来一起跟神祷告。
Anyway, the deacon and this person decided to go back.
在这故事中间呢，这个执事跟这个牧师就回去了。
And here's what they said, Jack, I know I offended you.
这个执事就说，对不起 Jack, 我知道我是让你很恼火。
I humbly apologize.
我谦卑的请你原谅。
That's what Paul did, he said I apologize.
这跟 Paul 做的一样。
But I want you to know I've been working since I've left you.
这个只是就是说，我想让你知道呢，我知道你这些情况以后，我其实一直在做一些事情。
Now listen carefully to this.
大家注意听。
Your first problem is where will your family live after you die?
你的第一个问题就是你的家庭住在哪儿，当你死了以后，你的家里住在哪儿。
A realtor in our church has agreed to sell your house.And give your wife his commission.
我们教会的有一个经纪人就说，他可以帮你把房子卖掉，而且他会把他的佣金一分不收。
I guarantee you that if you let us, some other man and I will make the house payments until that house is sold.
我可以向你保证，如果你允许的话，我们教会中间的一些人和我愿意在房子被卖之前替你们付那个银行的。
Then I've contacted the owner of an apartment house down the street.
我也跟那个街下面的一个公寓的一个owner 公寓的主管或者是老板去联系。
He's offered your wife a 3-bedroom apartment plus free utilitiesand an $850 a month salary in return for her collecting rents, supervising plumbing and electrical repairs and other things.
他说呢，如果你的太太可以去帮着他去收佣金啊，然后看着水管工或者是电工做他们的工作，他会呢让你的太太免费住三个 卧室的一个公寓，而且所有的电费水电费都免费，而且还会给他一个月850块钱的工资。
The income from your house should pay for your daughter's college.
你的太太的收入还有卖房子的钱呢，完全可以付你女儿去上大学。
I just want you to know how your family will be cared for after you die.
我只不过是想让你知道你的家庭在你死后一定会被照管好。
Jack had previously called them 12 curse words.
Jack 以前骂了他们12个诅咒的话。
What do you think he did now?
他现在会做什么呢？
Jack cried like a baby.
他哭得像一个小孩。
Unfortunately, he died shortly afterwards.
不幸的是他没多久就去世了。
He was so wrapped in pain and anger, he never did accept Christ.
因为他还没有信靠耶稣基督，所以在他死后的时候被所有的痛苦和愤怒捆绑着。
But even he experienced God's love while he was rejecting him.
就算他是这么一个抵挡神的人，他也经历了神的慈爱和怜悯。
And you know who was watching? His family, his wife, and his daughter were watching.
谁在边上观看呢？是他的太太和他的女儿。
And touched by the love of these Christians, they accepted Christ.
被这些基督徒的爱所感动，他们就接受了耶稣基督。
This is how God really wants us to be able to share the truth of the gospel with wisdom.
这就是神想让我们用怎样的方法来分享我们的信仰。
You see, when we are obedient and respond well, these are the kinds of things that happen to other people.
当我们去顺服，用智慧去回应的时候，这就是这些事情都会发生在我们周围人的身上。
In the video today, as soon as Paul said, I am a Pharisee, they started arguing violently with each other.
在今天的录像中间，当保罗说他是法利赛人的时候，那些公会里面就非常的，就是说骚乱非常的大，互相去争论。
But in the end, the Pharisees agree with Paul.
最后呢，那些法利赛人同意了保罗的看法。
If you read up here Proverbs 16:7, it says, "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him."
在这个箴言所说，人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦，耶和华使他的仇敌也和他和好。
Next bullet, please.
下面一点。
Okay, the Pharisees agree with Paul. Next bullet.
法利赛人同意保罗的话。下面一点。
And the whole point of this part of this passage is God doesn't expect you to be perfect.
所有这些事情呢，只不过是告诉你，神并没有想让你成为一个完美的人。
You will make mistakes when you share your faith.
当我们分享福音的时候，我们会犯错误。
People will get upset with you.
别人呢会对我们很恼火。
They will reject you.
会拒绝我们。
God doesn't expect you to be perfect, but He does expect you to respond well.
神不期待我们完美，但是希望我们可以很好的去应对。
You see, God is speaking through you to this person.
神利用我们去向人说话。
Next slide, please.
下面一张。
Okay, next bullet. The whole point of this is God wants to be aware of His greater purpose.
神想让我们知道他的大的目标。
God had prepared Paul to share the gospel in Asia so he could be prepared for Jerusalem and the rest of the world.
神准备 Paul 呢在所有的亚洲传福音，为的就是让他能够在耶路撒冷和整个地级来传福音。
Eventually, he would share the gospel with the emperor.
最后他去到了罗马，去和罗马的皇帝来分享他的信仰。
Look at verse 11.
在第十一节的时候。
As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome. This is what Jesus said to him while he was sleeping and trying to figure out, what in the world am I going to do? They're still trying to kill me.
在那一夜呢，当保罗正在那想我下一步怎么做，大家要杀我的时候，耶稣基督对他说，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，你要怎样在罗马为我做见证。
The Roman commander didn't understand it.
罗马这个千夫长不知道这些事情。
But God was going to use the Roman commander's lack of understanding so that Paul could share the gospel with King Agrippa and also the governor of the province.
神就要利用这个罗马千夫长不懂的这件事呢，去让保罗去和更多人分享福音，甚至是亚基帕王和那个时候的神的省长。
So I ask you, as you learn to share your faith, what is God preparing you for in the future?
所以我现在想问你，当神要让你分享你的信仰的时候，你会去如何去准备呢？
Next bullet, please.
下面一点。
Romans commander's lack of understanding allowed Paul to share more than he could ever expect. Next bullet, please.And although the Jews' purpose was to kill Paul, God's purpose was to make Christ known in a very special way through him.
虽然犹太人的目的只不过是想把保罗给杀死，但是神在这一点的目的是要让更多的人来了解他的福音。
What God was doing was showing them that there was another kingdom that they need to pay attention to, the kingdom of God.
神想告诉人们有另外一个王国，想让人们去更多的注视神的王国。
Next bullet, please.
下面一点。
Many of you are very familiar with what's going on with the house church in China.
你们大家大概都很了解我们中国的家庭教会。
But do you fully understand the vision of what God has in mind?
但是我们真的是了解神的全面的计划吗？
There's a book called Back to Jerusalem that I encourage you all to read.
在有一本书叫做《回到耶路撒冷》，我鼓励大家一起来念。
It says that the vision of the house church in China.Is not just to grow up and make sure everybody becomes a Christian in China, but to actually preach the gospel throughout Eurasia, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, taking the gospel across Eurasia and the Middle East, all the way back to Jerusalem.
这个家庭教会的这个大的使命目标，并不是说我在中国建立很多的家庭教会，让所有的中国人都信耶稣基督，他们的目标远远超过这些，他们要把福音传到哈萨克斯坦、阿富汗，然后一直到中东地区，最后直到耶路撒冷。
Now that's a God-sized vision.
这才是神的目标。
You know, there are evangelists today that say the world has yet to see what God can do with a person who's fully committed to Him.
现在有一些那个福音派的说，当现在的世界还没有看到神的全然的能力。
So my question again to you is, what is God preparing you for?
所以今天的问题仍然是神如何的去准备我们。
As we begin to end here, in the beginning I said, be not afraid of growing slowly, be afraid only of standing still.
神为什么去准备我们？我们现在所要做的就是像这个老化一样，我们只要慢慢的成长。OK, 不要停止。
Next slide, please.
站不怕慢。下面一张。
This is God's way of preparing us with a testimony and a witness that has wisdom in it.
神要帮助我们在传福音的时候是用他的智慧来传福音。
You see, there are over 9 million ways described on the internet on how you can share your faith.
在Internet 上面有900万种方法来教你如何去传福音，去分享你的信仰。
But God only expects you to use one.
神只要让你用一种。
And that's whatever you say to the person that He sends you to.
这就是你所要对你要传福音的那个人所说的。
So I want you to remember the points that are up on the board here.
所以我想大家来一道来记住。
I want you to remember 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
我希望大家一起来念彼得前书三章十五节。
It says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope you have, but do this with gentleness and respect.
有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
All right, so remember, God wants us to be aware of our audience.
所以记住，神让我们了解我们所要传福音的对象。
Because everybody has different needs, the way you respond will show them whether or not God cares about them.
因为每个人都有各种不同的需要，当你们如何的去回应的时候，那些人会知道神真是去帮助他们还是不帮助他们。
God wants us to use His wisdom and resources to speak through you.
神要用他的智慧和他的资源来用你，通过这些资源和智慧说话。
That's the Bible, the experiences you've had trying to share your faith with others, and also your faith working together with the prayers of the church.
这就是圣经，然后你在你被救的经历和你的见证，以及教会所有弟兄姐妹的一些祷告，会帮助我们。
And finally, God wants us to be aware of His greater purpose.
最后, 神要让我们知道他的最大的一个使命和目的。
You're sharing your faith to fulfill the Great Commission.
我们和别人来分享我们的信仰, 就是为了实现神这个最大的目标。
But God is sharing how much He loves them, and He is giving them a view of what the kingdom of God looks like through you.
我们让那些还没有认识神的人知道神是如何的去爱他们，关心他们， 让他们知道神的国度。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for showing us the things that you do in your word.
神，谢谢你让我们通过你的话语来知道这些事情。
Thank you for preparing us for the sharing our faith for your greater purposes.
谢谢你帮助我们，准备我们，来向别人来分享我们的信仰，来实现你的大的目标。Remind
us of these things as we share Christ with whoever you send us to.
让我们记住这些事情，这三点，当我们去跟别人分享信息的时候。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.